హరే కృష్ణ.
వెరీ వామ్ వెల్కమ్ టు వన్ అండ్ ఆల్ టు దిస్ మార్నింగ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత క్లాస్. వెన్ ఐ వాజ్ ప్రిపేరింగ్ మై ప్రజెంటేషన్ ఐ వాజ్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ ది సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ డిసపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది 11th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ అంత్యలీల. దేర్ వెన్ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ హిస్ డిజైర్ టు డిసపియర్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ప్లానెట్, లార్డ్ చైతన్య సెడ్ నో, యూ షుడ్ నాట్ గో, I need you. I need your help. So in reply, Haridas Thakur spoke a very beautiful verse. He said, Mora Shiromani Katakata Mahashaye Tomar Leela Rasahaya Koti Bhakta Hai. Oh my Lord, there are millions and millions of devotees who are more useful for your pastimes. All these devotees are fit to sit on my head. When I read this, I was like, if Haridas Thakur is saying there are millions of devotees who are fit to sit on his head, then for me, there has to be at least billions and trillions and quadrillions of such devotees. And guess what? Out of those billions and trillions and quadrillions of devotees, some 50 or 60 odd devotees are sitting here. You all are fit to sit on my head. Please bless me that I may be able to speak something relevant for your divine pleasure and for my own purification. You must be able to see that I am very nervous. So please bless me. So this verse is very beautiful. Here, the mood of Srimati Radharani has been talked about. Several such descriptions of her mood can be found across different scriptures. Sometimes such descriptions are very joyful to read. It's very joyful to read and hear them. But on other occasions, they are a bit painful. Right? Few days back, I was going through a verse which was very painful. The author wrote something like this. Nishchandanani vanijam api mandirani Nishpallavani chadigantara kananani Nishpankajanyapi saritsarasikulani Jatani tadviraha vedanayana shantam. After the departure of Krishna from the land of Vraja, all the homes of Vaishyas, earlier, these houses of merchants, they used to have huge stocks of chandan. The sandalwood used to be present in their homes in ample amount. But once Krishna left, all this stock ran out. There was no more sandalwood in their homes. Not only that, all the trees in the neighboring areas, in the surrounding forests, they were filled with green tender leaves. But once Krishna departed, all the trees became vacant. Not only that, all the water bodies, the rivers, the lakes, they were filled with fragrant lotus flowers. But now that Krishna has left, the only thing left in those water bodies is water. No lotuses. Now you might be wondering, what happened to all these items? What happened? So all of these were used in an attempt to reduce the grief of Srimati Radhika. But the pain of separation from Krishna, which she was experiencing, it was so high that it could not be diminished even to the slightest extent. This was Srimati Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya, when he came on this planet, he came in her mood. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Swarupam. This is from a verse from the first chapter of Adi Leela, a very beautiful verse. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmad ఏకాత్మానావపి భువిపుర దేహభేదం గతౌ తౌ చైతన్యాఖ్యం ప్రకటం అధునా తద్వయం చైక్యమాప్తం రాధాభావ ద్యుతి సువలితం నౌమి కృష్ణ స్వరూపం. సో లార్డ్ చైతన్య, వెన్ హీ అపియర్డ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ప్లానెట్ హీ బారోడ్ టూ థింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమతి రాధిక. వన్ వాజ్ హర్ ద్యుతి, హర్ కాంప్లెక్షన్, ద గోల్డెన్ కాంప్లెక్షన్, అండ్ ది అదర్ వన్ వాజ్ హర్ భావ్, హర్ మూడ్. దాట్స్ వై లార్డ్ చైతన్య హీ యూస్ టు వాండర్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ ప్లేస్ టు ది అదర్ లుకింగ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ. ఓ కృష్ణ, వేర్ ఆర్ యూ, వేర్ కెన్ ఐ ఫైండ్ యూ? కాహా సే త్రిభంగ ఠామ కాహా సేయి వేణుగాన కాహా సేయి యమునా పులీన కాహా సే రాస విలాస కాహా నృత్య గీత హాస కాహా ప్రభు మదన మోహన కాహా సే త్రిభంగ ఠామ. వేర్ ఇస్ దట్ కృష్ణ? వేర్ ఇస్ దట్ శ్యామ సుందర హూ ఇస్ బెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ త్రీ ప్లేసెస్? కాహా సేయి వేణు గాన, వేర్ ఇస్ దట్ సాంగ్? వేర్ ఆర్ దోస్ సాంగ్స్ ఎమర్జింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫ్లూట్? కాహా సేయి యమునా పులీనా, వేర్ ఆర్ దోస్ బ్యాంక్స్ ఆఫ్ రివర్ యమునా? కాహా సే రాస విలాస, వేర్ ఆర్ దోస్ రాసస్థలీస్, ద ప్లేసెస్ వేర్ ద రాస డాన్స్ టుక్ ప్లేస్? కాహా నృత్య గీత హాస, వేర్ ఇస్ దట్ లాఫింగ్? వేర్ ఇస్ దట్ డాన్సింగ్? వేర్ ఇస్ దట్ సింగింగ్? కాహా ప్రభు మదన మోహన, వేర్ ఇస్ మదన్ మోహన్, ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ మై లైఫ్? సో ఎక్స్టర్నలీ లార్డ్ చైతన్య వాజ్ లైక్ దిస్. హీ వాజ్ అపరెంట్లీ మిజరేబుల్ లుకింగ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ ఎవ్రీవేర్. బట్ ఇంటర్నలీ శ్రీల కృష్ణదాస్ కవిరాజ్ గోస్వామి రైట్స్ ద కైండ్ ఆఫ్ బ్లెస్ విచ్ హీ వాజ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ఐ కెన్ నాట్ డిస్క్రైబ్. సే ఆనందేర్ కీ కహి బాబాలే, దాట్ ఆనంద్ విచ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య వాజ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ఇంటర్నలీ, వాట్ కెన్ ఐ సే అబౌట్ ఇట్? ఐ కెన్ నాట్ డిస్క్రైబ్ దాట్. బట్ ఆల్దో కృష్ణదాస్ కవిరాజ్ గోస్వామి సే దట్ ఐ కెన్ నాట్ సే ఎనీథింగ్ అబౌట్ ఇట్, వెరీ మర్సిఫుల్లీ హీ గివ్స్ అస్ అన్ అనలాజీ టు హెల్ప్ అస్ అండర్స్టాండ్, టు గివ్ అస్ అన్ ఐడియా వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ప్రేమ. హీ రైట్స్, ఏ ప్రేమ ఆస్వాదన తప్త ఇక్షు చరవణ ముఖ జ్వలే నయాయ త్యజన. ఏ ప్రేమ ఆస్వాదన, టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ప్రేమ ఆర్ టు టేస్ట్ ప్రేమ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ తప్త ఇక్షు చరవణ. తప్త మీన్స్ హాట్, ఇక్షు మీన్స్ షుగర్ కేన్, అండ్ చర్వణ మీన్స్ టు చ్యూ. సో టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ప్రేమ ఇస్ లైక్ చ్యూయింగ్ అ హాట్ షుగర్ కేన్. వై? వై సో? బికాస్ వెన్ యూ డూ ఇట్ యువర్ మౌత్ బర్న్స్, ఇట్స్ టఫ్ టు హ్యాండల్ ఇట్, రైట్? బట్ బికాస్ ఇట్స్ సో స్వీట్, సో నెక్టేరియన్, యూ కెనాట్ గివ్ ఇట్ అప్. సో సంబడీ హూ హ్యాస్ ప్రేమ, హూ ఇస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ప్రేమ, సంథింగ్ సిమిలర్ హ్యాపన్స్. ద పర్సన్ గోస్ మ్యాడ్, ద పర్సన్ బికమ్స్ క్రేజీ, ఇట్స్ టఫ్ టు హ్యాండల్ ఇట్, బట్ హీ కెనాట్ గివ్ ఇట్ అప్. హీ కెనాట్ గివ్ ఇట్ అప్. ద పర్సన్ కెనాట్ లివ్ విదౌట్ కృష్ణ. The things which are not related to Krishna, they become totally insignificant for him. Totally insignificant. He is only and only interested in things that are related to Krishna. In Padyavali, in regards to this, a beautiful verse comes. The author writes, Tvad bhaktah saritam patim chulukavat khadyotavad bhaskaram మేరుం పశ్యతి లోష్ట్రవత్ కిమపరం భూమే పతిం భృత్యావత్ చింతారతన చయం శిలాశకలవత్ కల్పద్రుమం కాష్టవత్ సంసారం తృణరాశివత్ కిమపరం దేహం నిజం భారవత్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ద ఆథర్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ the attitude of a prema-mai devotee. Someone who has prema how he sees those things which are not related to Krishna. So I'll just read out the translation. Listen carefully. Oh my Lord, your devotees see an ocean as a palm full of water, the sun to be a firefly, Mount Sumeru a lump of clay, the sovereign king of the whole world to be just a menial worker, a bunch of Chintamani gems to be merely small pebbles, a desire-fulfilling tree, Kalpa Vriksha, to be an ordinary stick, and the material world to be simply a stack of hay. What else can I say, my Lord? In separation from you, their own bodies become a burden. Means what? A devotee on the level of prema becomes totally indifferent to material prosperity. The mundane things which are not related to Krishna, they are insignificant. Sense gratification for them is insignificant. Few days back upstairs in the Brahmachari class, we were discussing this principle and we came across an example of a devotee who was living this to perfection. That devotee was Kolavecha Sridhar. The exchange between Kolavecha Sridhar and Lord Chaitanya has been very beautifully described in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, before I tell you about the discussion between those two, let me give you some prelude. So what happened was, at the house of Srivastava, Sri Sri Radha Gokulanand ki, Sri Sri Gonitaya ki, Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So at the house of Srivast Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, he used to perform his daily Sankirtan pastimes. How many of you have been to Srivast Angan? Okay, Jai. So those who have not been need to go there ASAP. It's such a special place. The moment you sit down there with your hand in your bead bag and start chanting Hare Krishna, you can feel that this place is special. In the past, something special must have happened here. And yes, something special happened. Lord Chaitanya used to perform his confidential Sankirtan Leela over there. Not everyone was allowed in those pastimes. So one fine day, like this, Lord Chaitanya, he was singing and dancing. And something surprising happened. What happened?
Ekadina Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar Uthiya Vasila Vishnu Khattara Upar.
One fine day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was performing his Sankirtan at Srivasangan, he climbed on the throne of Lord Vishnu in the altar of Srivas. Vrindavan Das Thakur writes that this was not the first time when Lord Chaitanya was doing something like this. On earlier occasions also, he had climbed on the throne of Lord Vishnu, but today he was doing it consciously. On all other occasions, on all earlier occasions, he did it unconsciously. He did not do it on purpose. He was not active. But today, the Lord was conscious, fully conscious. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down there, he took all the Shaligram Shilas in his lap and he made an announcement. He said,
Mui Kali Yuga Krishna, Mui Narayana, Mui Rama Rupe Kailu Sagara Bandhan.
My dear devotees, in this age of Kali, I am the same Krishna, I am the same Narayan. Mui Rama Rupe Kailu Sagara Bandhan. And in this age of Kali, I am the same Ramachandra, who had appeared in the age of Treta, who had built the bridge Ram Setu on the ocean.
Prema Bhakti Vilayite Amar Prakash, Maga Maga Are Nada Maga Srinivas.
I have appeared on this planet to give Prema, to distribute Prema Bhakti. So all of you, one by one, please start coming and ask for a blessing. Ask for a benediction. Maga Maga Are Nada. Nada is a term which Lord Chaitanya used to address Advaitacharya. Maga Srinivas. Srinivas here is not referring to Srinivas Acharya, and it's also not referring to Srinivas Prabhu of Bhaktivedanta Manor. It's referring to Shivas Pandit. Somehow, Vrindavandas Thakur addresses Shivas Pandit as Srinivas at many places in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, what happened? Devotees started coming and started asking for blessings. Someone asked for a blessing for their father. Someone asked for a blessing for their mother. Somebody asked for a blessing for their kids. Somebody asked for a blessing for their spiritual master. And someone asked for a blessing for themselves. When Lord Nityananda, he saw this Mahaprakash mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he do?
Dekhi Mahaprakash Nityananda Rai, Tata Shane Tuli Chhatra Dharila Mathai.
Dekhi Mahaprakash Nityananda Rai. As soon as Sri Nityananda Prabhu saw this Mahaprakash mood of Sri Chaitanya, immediately he picked up an umbrella and held it over the head of Lord Chaitanya. From the left, Gadadhar Pandit offered betel nuts. Many devotees standing nearby, they started doing chamar to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Someone offered sandalwood paste. Someone offered a garland. Someone started combing the hair of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mahaprakash Leela of Lord Gauranga had begun. It went on for 21 hours, continuously, non-stop. This pastime is called Sapta Prahar Leela. Sapta means seven. Prahar refers to a duration of time which is equivalent to 3 hours. 7 into 3 is 21. For 21 hours, the house of Srivas Thakur was filled with transcendental bliss. Nobody got tired. Everyone was in ecstasy. So when this was going on, blessings are being asked, benedictions are being given, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Abhishek is going on, people are bringing different articles and offering it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Can someone please now call Kolavechar Sridhar? I want to give some blessings to him also." When he said this, everyone was like, "Kolavechar Sridhar? Kolavechar Sridhar? Do you know Sridhar? Do you know Sridhar? Who is Sridhar? Oh my Lord, we are hearing this name from your lotus mouth for the very first time. We don't know any associate of yours who has this name. Can you please tell who he is? So Lord Chaitanya said, "This Sridhar, Kolavechar Sridhar, is a very dear devotee of mine. He is extremely dear to me. Why? Because day and night he is busy simply chanting the holy names of the Lord. Chari Prahar Ratri Nidra Nahi Krishna Name Sarva Ratri Hari Bale Dirghal Ahavane." What to talk of the daytime? Chari Prahara Ratri Nidra Nahi. He doesn't sleep at night. At night time, he doesn't go off to rest. Really? Then what does he do? Sarva Ratri Hari Bale Dirghal Ahavane. The entire night, he passes by simply chanting the names of Krishna in loud voices. Dirghal Ahavane. When I read this, I was so inspired that this Sridhar, he was so committed to the chanting of the holy names. Because if we carefully see, at the time of initiation, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only positive commitment that we give to our spiritual master. Right? We also give a commitment of following the four regulative principles. But all of them are in terms of negation. No meat eating, no gambling like that. The only positive commitment is chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But unfortunately, sometimes what happens is, because we are in a preaching movement, sometimes this personal practice of ours, this chanting of Hare Krishna, this takes a back seat. When I was at my uni, we used to go out on preaching programs, and somehow I used to return late every night, 11 p.m., 12 midnight. And as a result, in the morning japa period, I was always sleeping. During the 2 hours of japa, I was hardly able to chant 6 rounds, 8 rounds, 10 rounds, never 16 rounds. So once one of my seniors, he called and said, Prabhu, what's going on? Every day you are found sleeping. Every day this is the case. I said, Prabhuji, we were preaching. We were out there for preaching. He said, so what? Preaching should not be at the cost of your personal sadhana, right? I said, Prabhuji, why are you upset? I went there to serve you. You have only given me this service. I'm not running a business over here. I went there to please you. You have only given me this service. And you have only taught us, right? To save others is the higher principle. You have only taught us. So that's exactly what I was doing. I was saving others. To save others is the higher principle, right? He said, yes, you are right. To save others is the higher principle. But please do not forget that to save oneself is the highest principle. If some fellow is drowning in a river and we want to save him, we should ourselves be an expert swimmer first, right? If we don't know swimming, we will be the first one to die. So if we are not committed to this chanting of Hare Krishna, if we are not committed to it, then we'll be distracted. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, those who are not committed to anything are distracted by everything. Those who are not ekeha, they are bahushakha. Those who do not have single-pointed attention, they are many-branched. Vyavasayatmika buddhi rekeha kuru nandana bahu shakha yanantasya buddhayo avyavasayinam. So yes, we should keep this in mind. And this Sridhar, when he used to do like this, he used to chant Hare Krishna day in and day out. His neighbors, they used to get a bit disturbed. They were like, Sridhar, in the daytime you make noise, we don't say anything. But at the night time, please, at least at the night time, let us sleep. You may not have to go out to work, but we are working people. We have families to maintain. Please, be silent. Please, let us sleep. What's wrong with you? Is it that you are too hungry? You don't have money to buy food? If that's the case, please take some food from us. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes that the neighbors, they literally throw vegetables and fruits in the house of Sridhar. Sridhar, please eat it. But please, be quiet. When Sridhar used to listen to all these rebukes of the neighbors, he didn't do anything. He minded his own business. He knew that if he'll tolerate, then Krishna will be happy. Once my spiritual master was giving a class on the topic, qualities of a devotee. And one of the qualities which he mentioned in the class was tolerance. So during the question answer time, I asked, Maharaj, sometimes the situation is such that the amount of tolerance required, it's beyond our threshold limit. It's beyond our capacity. So what do we do at that time? So Maharaj said, at that time, you should think that it's a quality given by Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks on tolerance, right? So therefore, if you will tolerate, Krishna will be happy. So even if things are out of your capacity, still you should try to tolerate. That's exactly what Sridhar did. Sridhar knew that tolerance means to respect the right of others to be wrong, even if they are wrong in their opinion about us. Others may have a wrong opinion, right? And that opinion might be about us. The neighbors, they used to say that the Sridhar, he is crying because he's hungry. It was a wrong opinion, but Sridhar tolerated. So when Lord Chaitanya said this, so devotees were like, yes, My lord, yes, we can bring Sridhar, but can you please tell where does he stay? What's his address? So Lord Chaitanya said, oh, to find him, please go in this direction. And as you proceed, you will find a house from which you will be able to hear loud cries of chanting of Hare Krishna. That will be the house of Sridhar. Please bring him. When I read this, I was like, what a way. What a style to tell somebody's address, right? What a style. This is something like this. Just imagine some big sannyasi comes to Bhaktivedanta Manor and he says, can someone please bring Sanket Prabhu? Oh, yes, Maharaj, we can bring Sanket Prabhu, but where does he stay? Oh, to find him, please go to Luton. And within Luton, go to this XYZ street. On that street, you will find a house from which you will be able to hear loud cries of chanting of Hare Krishna. That will be the house of Sanket Prabhu. Please bring him. Go to Cambridge. Within Cambridge, go to ABC Street. On that street, you will be able to find a house from which you will hear loud cries of chanting of Hare Krishna. That will be the house of Bhyankar Krishna Prabhu. Please bring him. Go to Ireland. Within Ireland, go to XYZ City. Within that city, go to ABC Street. On that street, you will find a house from which you will be able to hear loud cries of chanting of Hare Krishna. That will be the house of Damodar Prabhu. Please bring him. Something like that. So nice, so wonderful, right? So this is what Lord Chaitanya did. So devotees went, and when they found the house of Sridhar, they told him, Sridhar, you are so fortunate. You are so very fortunate. Lord Chaitanya himself is calling you. Please come. Sridhar, as soon as he heard the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went into ecstasy and he became unconscious. Chaitanya Bhagavat says that devotees literally had to lift him and bring him to Srivasangan. When he was presented in this way, in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came back to consciousness. But as soon as he saw the Lord, he again went into ecstasy. So at that time, Lord Chaitanya, he said, my dear Sridhar, I'm very pleased with you, very happy with you. Why? Because of two reasons. One is that you are always engaged in chanting the holy names. And second, because you have rendered so much service to me in the past. So in the past, what used to happen is, when Lord Chaitanya was a young Brahmana, every day, for 2 hours, he used to go to the shop of Kolavecha Sridhar to buy banana leaves, banana stems. Kolavecha Sridhar had a business of banana leaves, banana stems, bananas. But still he was very poor. It is said he was so poor that he had only one dhoti, which had not much, only 22 holes. He had a house which was extremely small, and it had a roof which was hardly serving any purpose. He had only one pot, which was used for all kind of purposes. Now you may ask that, why was Sridhar so poor? Selling banana leaves, banana stems, bananas sounds to be a good business, right? Why was he so poor? He was poor because in Bengal, in every house, there's a banana tree. So there were no customers. Right. So this is very instructive for us, that we should choose a profession in such a way that we have ample amount of time for chanting Hare Krishna. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you all to become beggars or something like that. No. But if we are working from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m., if we do not have time for chanting Hare Krishna, we don't have time to read, we don't have time to come to the temple, we are coming to the temple only once a month. That is also good, very good. Coming once a month to see the deity is also very wonderful, but something better can be done, right? So, this Sridhar, when he was approached by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya used to ask, as a young Brahmana, Nimai, he used to ask, hey Sridhar, what's the price for today? What's the coat? So he used to say, this much, hey Brahmana, this is the price. Hey, Why so expensive? This is too much. I'll give you 50%. Sridhar used to say, see, you come here every day. And every day you are dissatisfied with my prices. If you have so much issue, why don't you go to some other shop? Why do you come to me every day? So Lord Chaitanya used to say, hey, I am the buyer and you are the seller. I am doing my business. You better mind your business. Tell the price. My dear Brahmana, I am being very honest. I am hardly earning anything. You can see, I am very poor. I just earn that much, which is absolutely necessary to keep my body and soul together. That's the final price. Lord Chaitanya said, no, I have heard that you are very rich. You are very opulent. You spend 50% of your income for the worship of Mother Ganges, right? That's correct? Yes, that's correct. Then that means, that goes to show that you must be very wealthy. Sridhar, I know you are a very, very wealthy guy. One day, I'll expose you. Sridhar used to say, no, I have nothing. You can come and check. I seriously have nothing. Lord Chaitanya was like, no, I know you are a very wealthy guy. What wealth was Lord Chaitanya talking about? The wealth of bhakti, the wealth of prema. A few years back from my college, one devotee, he got a very high-paying job, a very fancy job. So when he got his first salary, he called his senior. He said, Prabhuji, I've got my first salary. What is to be done out of it? The senior said, how much? What's the amount? He said, Prabhuji, this is the amount. He said, hey, that's a big amount, Prabhu. Many congratulations. Soon you'll be a millionaire. The devotee said, no, Prabhuji, please bless me that I can be a millionaire like you. Millionaire like me? Prabhu, I'm a brahmachari. I don't even have a bank account. I'm a beggar. What do you mean, millionaire like me? He said, no, Prabhuji, you are a millionaire. A millionaire of the holy name. Please bless me that I can also be one. So this is the wealth which Lord Chaitanya was talking about. He said, and you spend 50% in the worship of Mother Ganges. Why don't you give me a discount? And do you know who I am? I am the husband of Ganges. I am her husband. I deserve the discount. So when Sridhar heard this, he was like, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Okay, take it for free. I don't want anything. Take it. So Lord Chaitanya said, very good. Tomorrow I'll again come. Be prepared with your coats. So like this, you know, such beautiful exchange used to happen. So Lord Chaitanya said, I am so pleased with you, Sridhar. So I want to show you something. Behold my form. So when Sridhar looked up, he saw something interesting. I'll just quickly read that from Chaitanya Bhagavat. The exalted Sridhar raised his head and saw that Vishwambhar was blackish like a tamal tree. He held an enchanting flute in his hands and Balaram stood at his right side. Sridhar saw the entire place was filled with a bright effulgence. He saw Goddess Lakshmi offer betel nuts into the hand of the Lord and the four-headed Brahma and five-headed Shiva offer prayers to the Lord. Sridhar is seeing all this with his own eyes. He's seeing Shiva, he's seeing Brahma, he's seeing Balaram, he's seeing Lakshmi. He saw Ananta hold his 1,000 hoods as an umbrella over the head of the Lord and Sanaka, Narad and Shukdev chanting the glories of the Lord. In the four directions, greatly beautiful women were glorifying the Lord with folded hands. On seeing this, Sridhar was struck with wonder. As such, he reeled and fell to the ground. The Lord ordered, get up, Sridhar. Sridhar then regained consciousness by the words of the Lord. The Lord said, Sridhar, offer prayers to me. Sridhar replied, O Lord, I am most foolish. I have no ability to offer any prayers. The Lord then said, your words alone are prayers to me. Then, by the order of the Lord, Saraswati, the mother of the universe, appeared on the tongue of Sridhar, and Sridhar began to offer prayers. After this comes the description of the prayers of Sridhar. They were amazing. He said,
Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Jaya Vishwambhar Jaya 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 Navadvipa Purandar Tumi Dharma Tumi Karma Tumi Bhakti Gyan Tumi Shastra Tumi Veda Tumi Sarva Dhyan
Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Mahaprabhu. Jaya Vishwambhar, all glories to Vishwambhar. Who is Vishwambhar? Lord Chaitanya. And who gave him this name? Nilambar Chakravarti.
Jaya 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 Navadvipa Purandar.
All glories, to the Lord of Navadvipa. Tumi Dharma, you are Dharma. Tumi Karma. Tumi Bhakti Gyan, you are Gyan. Tumi Shastra, you are Shastra. Tumi Veda, you are Veda. Tumi Sarva Dhyan, you are the object of all meditation.
So I just recited two verses like this. The entire prayer has been mentioned by Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's amazing.
So when Lord Chaitanya heard this, he was so pleased, so very pleased, that he said, Sridhar, ask for a blessing.
Prabhu bale Sridhara vachiya magavara Ashta siddhi dimu aji tomara gochara.
Lord Chaitanya said, Oh Sridhar, ask for a benediction, ask for a blessing. And if you do not have any proposal in mind, I have something for you. Let me give you the Ashta siddhis, the eight mystic perfections. These eight mystic perfections are hankered after by yogis like anything. Just to give you an idea what these eight mystic perfections are, one of these eight is called Prapti Siddhi. If somebody is having this Prapti Siddhi, no? By sitting at one place, he can get anything from any part of the world. I'll not give you an example, just think for yourself what all things can be brought from what all places. And this is just one. Just one. There are seven more down the line. And this is what Lord Chaitanya very casually offered to him. But Sridhar, without even flinching, Sridhar said, no. He said, my Lord, if you want to offer me something, then give me this.
Ye brahmana mora sange, karila kandal. Mora Prabhu Hauka Tara Charana Yugal.
If you want to give me something, then please give me the blessing, give me the benediction that the Brahmana who used to come and fight with me every day for 2 hours, may his lotus feet be the object of my worship life after life. In other words, Sridhar asked to become the same Sridhar in every subsequent birth. He could have easily asked for anything else. If he would have said, my Lord, this life was a bit troublesome. In next life, please make me a bit well off, a bit more well off. I'm not asking you to make me a millionaire, no. But please, a bit more well off so that the basic needs of the life can be maintained, can be met. He could have easily asked that. But he was very clear that no, all I want is Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. All I want is Sri Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Lord of his life. I was sharing this with a few devotees here that in the month of October, when I was signing my resignation, I made a video call to my parents and I told them, finally, it has happened. I have resigned from my job. 3rd of March is my last working day. When my relatives got to know this, they were very upset. They were like, what have you done? What have you done? My manager also, he was like, why? Why are you going? But my parents, they were super happy. They were super duper happy. They said, many congratulations. Many congratulations. Your marriage has been fixed. I was like, marriage has been fixed? I just now signed my resignation. I just now resigned to join the ashram. What do you mean marriage has been fixed? They said, no,
We have heard that when somebody joins the ashram, it's as good as marrying the deities of the temple. So I said, hey, these big, big words, no? These befit those who give their whole life to Krishna. I'm joining only for a few months or a few days or a few weeks like that. So they said, no, whatever you may say, the marriage is happening, even if it's for a short time. I said, okay, then I have a question. In this marriage, after 3rd of March, Radha Gokulanand, will they be my husband or will they be my wife? In this marriage, who's going to be the father? Oh, who's going to be the husband and who's going to be the wife? Valid question, right? So I asked them, after 3rd of March, will Radha Gokulananda be my husband or will they be my wife? My parents, they became a bit grave. They paused and replied, after 3rd of March, Radha Gokulananda will be your everything. And when they said this, this verse came to my mind. Ye brahmana mora sange karila kandal mora prabhu hauka tara charana yugal. Sridhar, only thing that he wanted was Lord Chaitanya. So when he said this, Lord Chaitanya laughed. Hasi bale vishvambhara shunaha Sridhar eka maharajya karo tomare ishwar. Lord Chaitanya laughed and said, Sridhar, listen, Eka Maharajya, Rajya means kingdom, Maharajya means great kingdom. Let me build a great kingdom and what you do? You become its emperor. This was offered by the Supreme Lord himself to Sridhar. And guess what? Again, without even flinching, Sridhar said, no. Sridhar balai mui kichu na chaiya hena kara prabhu yena tore naam gaiya. Sridhar said, prabhu, mora kichu na chaiya. I don't want anything. If you want to give me something, then please give me attachment to your holy names. Sridhar was fully convinced that material prosperity cannot bring about happiness. In the 7th canto, there's example of Hiranyakashipu. This Hiranyakashipu, he was the master of the universe. He was having every possible luxury that a human being could have. The name, the title of chapter 4 of 7th canto is Hiranyakashipu terrorizes the universe. Why? Because Indra, Chandra, Vayu, big, big demigods, they were his servants. It is said Hiranyakashipu did not have any air conditioners or radiators in his house. Why? Because Suryadev was his servant. If he was dissatisfied with the weather, with the temperature outside, what he used to do? He used to just look at the sun god, at sun, and raise his eyebrow. And when this used to happen, the sun god, he used to start trembling out of fear. This was Hiranyakashipu. Bhagavatam says, Sa ittham nirjita kabub ek arad vishayan priyan yathopajosham bhunjano na tripyat ajitendriyaha. Sa ittham nirjita kabub. There was no corner in the whole universe which was not conquered by Hiranyakashipu. But still, na tripyat. He was dissatisfied because ajitendriyaha. His senses were not controlled. Sridhar knew this. Sridhar knew that happiness is not a product of gratification. Generally, we think this, right? That happiness is a product of sense gratification. No. Happiness is not a product of gratification. Rather, it is a byproduct of dedication. Dedication to Krishna. So, when Sridhar said no for the second time, Lord Chaitanya said something surprising. He said, Ete kato maramati bheda naha ila veda gopya bhakti yoga tore amidila. My dear Sridhar, because your mati did not deviate from me, even for a moment. Because all you wanted was me. So therefore, please take this prema bhakti, which is confidential even to the Vedas. Means what? Till now, Lord Chaitanya was testing him. Sometimes when we are tested, we become disturbed. What is happening? Oh Krishna, what are you doing? Sridhar is standing right in front of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting right in front of him. Still he tested him. He tested him twice. Because the Lord wants to see what are we longing for. He wants to see what's the inner desire of our heart. If we want anything else other than Krishna, he'll give us that. Fifth canto says, Rajan Patir Guru Ralamba Vadam Yadunam Devam Priya Kulapati Kochakin Karova Astweva Manga Bhagavan Bhajata Mukundo Muktim Dadati Karhichit Smara Bhakti Yogam Muktim Dadati Karhichit. Even if somebody wants Mukti, Karhichit, proper translate system Karhichit as at any time. Even if somebody wants mukti, he can take it at any time from Krishna. But smarna bhakti yogam. Bhakti yoga is something which Krishna doesn't give away easily. For that, Krishna really checks what's the longing of our heart. He wants to see what are we longing for. It is said, the standard of our living doesn't define us as much as the standard of our longing does. It is the standard of our longing which actually defines us. So this is what Lord Chaitanya wanted to see. That what's the longing of Sridhar. And when this happened, when Sridhar was blessed with Prema Bhakti, with Shuddha Bhakti, what did everyone else do? Jaya Jaya Dhvani Haila Vaishnava Mandale Sridhar Paila Vara Shunila Sakale. Everyone sitting around, what they did? Jai Jai. They were glorifying Krishna. They were glorifying Sridhar. Everyone became very happy. Means they were not envious. They were completely non-envious. We people become envious because we try to compete. We try to compete with each other. But we should remember that we are not here to compete. We never came to this moment to compete. We are here to contribute. His Grace Chaitanya Charanpu says, when our vision changes from competition to contribution, life becomes a celebration. And this is true. When we'll stop competing, the day when we stop competing and start contributing, then every day becomes a Mahotsav. Every day becomes a festival. Not only a Mahotsav, Maha Mahotsav. Every day becomes a big festival. So yes. And after this, Vrindavan Das Thakur writes that this Sridhar, he didn't have money, he did not have education, he did not even have any followers. Dhana nahi, jana nahi, nahi ka panditya. This Sridhar, simply by selling banana leaves, banana stems, kala mula vechiya, Sridhar paila, yaha koti kalpe koti shvarna dekhi bataha. The benediction which was obtained by Sridhar, simply by selling bananas, banana leaves and banana stems, this benediction cannot be obtained by Brahma even in millions of kalpas. And finally, Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes this pastime with a very famous verse. Yata dekha vaishnavera vyavahara dukha nishchaya janiha sai parananda sukha. He says that if we see any devotee struggling externally, we should take it to mean that devotee must be experiencing the same degree of bliss internally. The disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they quote this verse in the summary of the Gopi Geet chapter of Bhagavatam. the gopis when Krishna had disappeared. Externally, they were miserable. They were miserable. They were singing. They were crying. Iti gopya pragayanta pralapyantascha chitradha rurudu susuram rajan Krishna darshan lalasa. Because they were anxious to see Krishna, they were miserable. But the kind of bliss which they were experiencing internally, that cannot be described. So, yes, that was mostly it from me. Thank you for listening patiently. Any comments or questions? Maharaj, Govinda Prabhu, anyone? Yes, there's a question there. Can we pass the mic, please?
Hare Krishna. If I understood correctly, you were saying that we should, when somebody has a wrong opinion about us, we should tolerate it instead of trying to correct it. But in the Krishna book, it explains the pastime of the Shamantaka Jewel, how Krishna, he when the people were criticizing him, he took measures to correct the wrong opinion. So how can we understand this?
Yeah, so that's there because Krishna was in the position of a leader at that time. So if he would not have corrected, there would have been repercussions. But here, the kind of criticism which Sridhar was getting, if he would have corrected, anything hardly would have improved for him. Anything would have changed. Nothing, hardly anything would have changed for him personally, right? He was not a leader. So that ways. And even if we are in a leadership position, even after trying to clarify, sometimes the opinion of the people still doesn't change. So after that, what we have to do? Still we have to tolerate, right? So, yeah. Yes, Damodar Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. My question is about, you mentioned Lord Brahma with his four heads and then Lord Shiva with five heads. So it's the first time that I've actually heard of Lord Shiva with five heads. I was just wondering about if there's some pastime about that. Or
no, that's a famous thing, no?
He always has five heads, does he? Yeah.
Lord Shiva has five heads, that's always a famous thing. Where did I see this deity with five heads? Was it in Puri? I mean, sorry, I don't remember. But what's that? Brahma bole pancha mukha, Krishna Krishna hare hare, Mahadeva Brahma bole chatur mukha, Krishna Krishna hare hare, Mahadeva pancha mukha, Rama Rama hare hare. Brahma has four heads, Shiva has five heads. Who has six heads? Kartikeya, son of Lord Shiva, right? And Ravana has 10 heads. So like that.
Thank you, Boo.
All right, we have, okay, yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. just a comment, but please expand, that there's tolerating and definitely important, but also principles of surrender, two of them are accept what's favorable and reject what's unfavorable. So just, it was just a comment, but if you can expand on if that ties in.
Actually, I don't have time otherwise. Yeah, so basically, I can give a very long answer on this. So basically, okay, in a nutshell, tolerance, we think that we keep things in our heart. That means tolerance. But no, that is not actually tolerance. Tolerance means what? Uplifting our consciousness. So that way, it's a spiritual quality. If we keep trying to keep things in our heart, keeping things in our heart, what will happen? The pressure in the pressure cooker will keep on increasing. One fine day, there'll be a blast. Okay. So tolerating doesn't mean that we keep getting exploited. Tolerance means to uplift our consciousness. Okay, and that's how it's related to surrender. Means to uplift our consciousness means to make ourselves more surrendered to Krishna. All right, we can conclude here. Thank you so much for so patiently listening. If you liked the class, you can bless me that I may also have some attachment to Lord Chaitanya. And if you didn't like the class, you can still bless me that I may give better classes.